إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we were talking about the qualities of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, الصادق والأمين, the truthful and the trustworthy. We spoke about the truthfulness. I want to remind myself anew about the trustworthiness. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had this reputation of being trustworthy, of being trustworthy to the extent that even his enemies trusted him completely with regard to their valuables, with regard to their trusts. Now, this was throughout his life, including that when the opposition to his mission became stronger and stronger, which eventually led to his banishment from Makkah at the time of the Hijrah. Even at that time, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had in his possession the trusts of various people. Now, think about that. Here is a person who the people are opposing, but yet when it comes to trusting him with things that are of value to them, they do not hesitate. They still give those same things to him. So what is the level of trust? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was engaged by Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radhiyallahu anha to be her agent for trade. And what impressed her very much was, again, this amanatdari, this trustworthiness, because she used to engage various people for her caravans. And but when she engaged Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, she found that what he brought for her, which was the profit from the trade, was hugely more than what she was getting earlier, meaning that the people who were doing her trade earlier was perhaps not as trustworthy. So Rasulullah, but the way he did it was that he was also astute in terms of his trade, but also completely and totally trustworthy. So she was hugely impressed with that, and then later on that led to her sending a proposal for marriage. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's trustworthiness was completely and totally beyond doubt. The thing to understand, therefore, again, as I say, the purpose of the Fajr reminders is to see how we can inculcate this in ourselves. Trustworthiness does not extend only, or is not confined only to material things. Trustworthiness is perhaps even more importantly in keeping the trust of people's confidences, of maintaining confidentiality with of conversations, of secrets, of things that are important, which somebody tells you, and which, if they are divulged, then they can result in damage to that person, that person's reputation. So people who are trustworthy are people who also treat those things with great respect and with great care, where you do not allow information which was given to you in confidence to be shared with anybody else without the permission of the person who shared that information in the first place. Now, how do we inculcate this in ourselves? First and foremost thing to understand is that trustworthiness is an outcome of truthfulness. You can't be, you can't lack truthfulness but still be trustworthy, because if you can tell a lie, then you can betray your trust. So very important to understand that these two are linked. The Sidq and Amanat are linked. So therefore, that's one. Second thing is that, remember also that Amana is something that we will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about. If we betray the trust of people, then we will have to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. If somebody gives us something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this with regard to the trusts and of orphans. And he said that the people who take the wealth of the orphans and who eat from that, Allah said they are filling their bellies with fire. So this is something that is so strongly put by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show the value of trustworthiness. We also have the story of the three people who were caught in the cave, and then they were sealed in with a huge rock that slid, and then they made dua, each of them made dua, and based on that dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed their burden and release them from that cave, from their being buried alive. And one of them, the dua he made was about his own amanatdari, about his being trustworthy, where he said that this man who worked for him, he didn't take his wages, but when so and then he was away for about a year or two. Meanwhile, this man invested those wages, and this grew. He invested them in a flock of sheep, and this flock of sheep grew, and he had he had a large number of sheep. And when the man came back and asked for his wages, this man gave the one who had his wages in trust. He gave him that entire lot of sheep, all of them, and the man took it all. So, and this was something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked so much that it resulted in these people being freed, which otherwise they would have lost their lives. So trustworthiness is something which is very, very critical and important, about which we will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's something that is a matter of our own reputation as people. So it's very important to maintain that. Now, as I said, it arises out of truthfulness, of being truthful. Now we see, however, that in our behavior and so on and so forth, it's almost like betraying trust is the spice of life. It's that's what gossip is made of. Immediately somebody tells you something, and then the first thing you do is you call someone else and say, you know what I heard just now? You know what so-and-so told me just now? Which means that that betraying of trust is fashion, betraying of trust is what we enjoy doing. And we need to remind ourselves that this is a hugely dangerous thing that we are doing. Second thing to understand is that trustworthiness is something that takes a lifetime to build and takes one single incident to destroy. So it's something that if you are trustworthy, then you are trustworthy all the time. You can't be slightly trustworthy. It's an absolute value that a person who is trustworthy is a person who is trusted, and that trust to be broken, as I said, takes just one incident. So it's something to be very, very careful about. Even something that you might say thoughtlessly without necessarily intending any harm can result in a lot of damage to somebody else, and that's why it is extremely important to make sure that whatever is we are given in trust, whether it is information or whether it is material things, is treated with the respect and is treated with the care that it deserves. And to remember that this is part of our reputation, this is who we are, this is how we are recognized, and obviously we don't want to be recognized as people who are untrustworthy, who cannot be relied upon. I think this is something which is very, very critical and important for us to keep and understand, and to exercise constant care that we don't violate the trust of anyone with respect to the trust that is given, the things that are given to us in trust. A final point, of course, and this is again to come back to what I said in truthfulness, which is the trust that we, or the trust of La ilaha illallah, the trust of Tawheed, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this knowledge that only He is worthy of worship. And trustworthiness consists of maintaining that, of worshipping no one other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to do otherwise is to again betray that trust that we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to save us from that which is not pleasing. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.